This is Joanna Schrader reporting for domesticfuel.com, and we are at the Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit. And Steve, I don't want to say, but maybe the last panel was best. It's one of the most exciting things about ethanol. You're with DuPont Cellulosic Ethanol, and you are getting really close to completing one of the world's largest cellulosic ethanol production facilities here in Iowa. So let's start. Give us an update on how that is going.
That's correct, Joanna. We are commercializing the world's largest cellulosic ethanol facility in 2014 in Nevada, Iowa. We've been working on this since 2000, so our team is extremely excited. Construction is in progress, and we'll be producing ethanol in the second half of this year.
Yeah, so this year, I mean, this is huge, and we're talking production or commercial scale. How many, when you're up fully running, how many millions of gallons will you be producing?
So when we're at full commercialization after ramp up, we'll be producing above 30 million gallons per year.
Which, ironically, would get us very close to those cellulosic numbers that the EPA seems to think we can't reach. But we're here, correct? I mean, we are producing cellulose. You're going to be producing cellulose. This is no phantom fuel. This is a real fuel.
This
right?
is a real fuel. It has zero net carbon emissions. It contributes to energy independence. And it is great for economic development across the Midwest and across the country with energy crops. So the RFS goals are being achieved today, and we need stable policy, and this industry will continue to grow rapidly.
Now, for your company, I mean, people know DuPont, you know, globally know DuPont. You have a lot of money behind you, a lot of technology behind you. But even with this uncertainty, you're going forward, correct? I mean, you've invested in this for 14 years, and DuPont is in terms, you know that this is the way to go.
That's correct. We are completing construction this year. We're starting up and we're operating, and we're continuing to invest heavily in the technology development. We know it will improve it over the years very rapidly. The U.S. is not the only market. It would be a shame if other countries around the world took leadership because the U.S. abdicates that role by abandoning the RFS. But we have interest from all over the world. The benefits are there for people globally, and so we will continue to build and operate our Nevada plant no matter what the EPA does.
Well, there were a lot of consumers at the show, and they're very excited about this technology. You know, did any of them stop you and ask you about how it works, or just to say, hey, this is really cool?
I did not have an opportunity to talk to any consumers. I talked to many people in the industry. And this is the second generation. It's here. We've been talking about it for a long time. And in 2014, it's here. It's exciting. It has great benefit for Iowa and the country. And I'm just proud to be a part of it.
Well, and then how long, once you get this plant in production and you're at full scale, how long before you can start commercializing your technology at other facilities?
Well, we're already talking to people, and we've been talking to people around the world and the United States, and so people are moving. We don't publicly discuss that, obviously, for confidentiality reasons, but there's a lot of global interest and good U.S. interest, but clearly the policy debate in the United States is dampening investors' commitment to build out this industry, and that's what we need Washington to do. We don't need them to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
We just need them to reinforce their commitment to the renewable fuel standard. It's been working. It's worked in the conventional ethanol industry. It's promoted and stimulated tremendous amounts of investments by companies like DuPont in the cellulosic industry.
Mm-hmm.
That technology is here today. With stable policy, we'll see rapid growth, and we'll meet the goals that Congress passed in a bipartisan way in 2007.
Well, Steve, I can't wait to be at this plant opening, at your grand opening here this late summer, mid to late summer. And, you know, I really hope that media from around the world show up and really show the consumers what DuPont has done in terms of, like you're saying, environmental benefits and energy security benefits and just the innovation that your company is showing.
Well, thank you, Joanna. We're very excited, and it's going to be a great year.
Okay, thank you.